Okay, let me first tell you how you're violating things already. There's never any food or drink. So you have to either, for the entire time, keep drink in your bag or over here. If you do put it on the shelf, I will allow you to drink, but only if you come over here and keep it here. Just don't forget to take it, because that happens all the time too. If you do forget something, though, there's labs pretty much all day in this room. So I won't be here, but some other instructor will be. Just feel free to come back in and say you left something. This is a really exceptional day in lab, just like I already said was exceptional for the attendance thing in the lecture. What's unusual about today is that it's all me. You won't really be doing anything but listening to me today. So it's by far more talking than you'll get in lab from now on. This is all lecture today. Once I shut up for this first time, I'm going to actually have two lectures I'm going to say. But I'll break right after this first recording, and I want you to everyone get one of these handouts. I could do that right now, but it'll just cause chaos. Okay, so there's a week one handout or a week two handout. Make sure you get one of each of those. Now, it won't be the end of the world if you forget, because I can probably provide you with a PDF once I have one, but it's easiest not to forget. Anyway, before we get into the actual science for today, I want to just talk about the laboratory-based points that I really didn't get too much into in my first overview. There's for the lecture portion, there's only two sources of points: the optional attendance points and the non-optional lecture examination points. So there aren't any quizzes in the lecture room or no projects that you'll be doing with each other or anything. It's listening to me and doing lecture exams. All right, which is the almost half of your grade, like I said. In here, there's a few different kinds of points. There are the pre-lab quizzes, which, as the name implies, occur before the lab. Now, the first one is actually a misnomer, because it's due tonight, which is obviously after the lab. That's the lab safety pre-lab that hopefully some of you have already done. That's a legal thing. You cannot be allowed to remain in the course if you don't do that. So get that done. It's you know, we can be sued if you don't look at the lab safety stuff. So that's done on Canvas, all right? On the Canvas site, there is a on its left menu, there is a pre-lab quizzes link that has all of them. There's only going to be a couple of them available right now because, like I said, the pre-lab quizzes are in limbo right now. But the lab safety one is already available. Do that. I think it's due tonight. I think it has a due date of tonight. So make sure you do that or you won't be allowed to attend anymore, which means you won't be allowed to pass. Are you able to pass? The only other... this is already mentioned in the lab safety thing, I'm sure. But I mentioned the food and drink, you can't do that. You also can't have open-toed shoes in here. Except for today. I'll allow it today if you have open-toed shoes today. But that's another thing that spot checkers who can appear at any time to check on us will bitch heavily about. So, when it's warm out still, if you want to wear what... open-toed shoes for the rest of the day, that's fine, but you're going to have to remember to bring some closed-toed shoes or be forced to wear some of ours, which most people don't like the idea of. Okay, so I will check on that. Disincentivize you, if you show up without closed-toed shoes, I will allow you to stay one time only, but your quiz for that day will turn into a zero. And that's another example of wasting points, which you don't want to do at all in this course. All right, so just like showing up punctually is the best way to avoid any problems on that in lecture, showing up with shoes here is going to help. There is no sign-in sheet here, and that's because, this is another reason today is an exception, starting next lab meeting, and for each lab meeting thereafter, the very first thing that we do, starting exactly at 14:30, is the quiz, which is another set of points that are lab-based. All right. Now, the quiz, you don't want to be late for at all because it's a pretty harsh penalty. Be here. It shouldn't be too much of a problem being here on time, even though you have a gap between lecture and now, but you're at least still on campus. I mean, you're at least on campus anyway on Mondays because you have lecture then. But don't push that. Try to make 28 as late as you possibly show up, because even a second late, 10% off. Up to a minute. When it hits a minute, 20%. 2 minutes and 2 minutes plus, 30% off. That cuts very deeply into your score. All right? So don't let that happen. Now, as far as the quizzes are concerned, no one asked about this in lecture. Usually someone does. I didn't mention that the lecture exams are all entirely multiple choice. They're all exactly 50 questions, each of which has four choices, A, B, C, D. That's not true for the quizzes. The quizzes is some number of questions. It's not the same every quiz, but they're all weighted equally. Usually about 8 to 10 questions. And they're not all multiple choice. Some of them are short answer or whatever. But as far as what's on them is concerned, most of the questions will address things that we covered in the previous meeting. And specifically, not entirely, but mostly, things that I talked about in the lecture for that previous lab. Today's won't be a mini lecture, it'll be a maxi lecture. But usually it's a mini lecture that I give you in lab before I let you do whatever you do in lab that day. Well, just like it's going to be important to listen to the lecture recordings, it's going to be important each week to listen to the lab recordings to maximize your scores on the quizzes. And I see people not doing this every term, or at least I can't believe that they have listened to them based on some of their scores I see. Like I said earlier in the lecture room, the exams are usually the lowest scores. The quizzes are the second lowest, and then sometimes even worse. Depends on the quiz. I will alert you right now that the first quiz is usually failed by almost everyone. And I don't know whether that's because it's the only one involving math or what. But expect that. I hope it doesn't happen to you, but if it happens, just realize you're in the same boat as everyone who's ever taken this course. The way to prevent that from happening, though, is to practice, including listening to the recording carefully. So treat quizzes for what they are. They're little tests. They're not things that you can blow off, certainly not more than one. Okay? They add up to a big chunk of your score, so it's not possible to get an A if you do terribly on all your quizzes. It might be possible to pass. It won't be possible to get an A. All right? Don't forget about those recordings. And by the way, if I've convinced myself that I've already uploaded a recording but I actually haven't, don't be afraid to bitch at me. Email me and say it's not up here and I'll get on the ball. Sometimes I just seriously convince myself that I already did it. Okay. Those are the quizzes. Don't be late for those at all. You also have, as you see, three reports. Now, don't freak out about this. These are not full-blown reports like you might have in a chemistry class, for instance. So there's not define sections, materials and methods and things like this. You're not writing up a formal report. Each one really just has a matter of addressing a specific set of questions that are set out in instructions. There's three different sets of instructions that used to occur in the manual that was required, but now we don't have the manual, so I assume that those will be in handouts. This is brand new to me as well, so that's where there's different instructions for each report is what I'm saying. Just follow the instructions, but I'll also talk about it when we get to those weeks. So each report is about a specific activity that you did one of the weeks, and the first report isn't for another couple. Don't even think about it until we get to the activity that you're going to write the report about, and I'll talk about it, that specific report then, okay? The thing to notice that you see here is that they're not all equally weighted. The first one isn't worth nearly as much, then the second one a little bit more valuable, and then the third one is worth twice as much as the first. This is good for you because you get better at doing them as you go. So the one that's worth the most, hopefully you'll get the highest score on. But that's also another important reason for listening to the recordings, not just for the lab quiz, but also for doing the report correctly. There's a third reason why the recordings are important, and that's because the last day that we're in here, the last lab activity, will be a laboratory practicum, which is a comprehensive exam. A practicum, by the way, if you've never had one, is a test, but it, unlike just a standard written examination where you're sitting there not moving other than writing, you'll move around within here and go to different displays, different stations that have something to look at or interact with as you complete the exam. All right. Well, you can kind of put that out of your mind right now because it's right at all the way at the end of the term, but just know as we go through the term that the practicum is going, there's going to be a station about each of the individual weeks. So it's important to know what you did and why you did it before you leave each week. For the purpose of doing well on the test the next week, but also to keep it in mind that you'll eventually have to know still about that week when it comes time to do the practicum. And when we get closer to that, I'll tell you that there's a specific sheet of things that you should know for the practicum. We'll talk about that later. But that is the last thing we'll do in here, and it is about 5%. Well, it's with attendance 5% of your grade. So it's nothing you can blow off. It's half a letter grade. It's the only thing in here that I haven't written, well, besides Connect. Connect is publisher questions. The laboratory practicum is a universal one, so no matter which instructor you have, we use the same batch of questions, basically. Okay, all the other the lecture exam questions are straight from me. And so true for the laboratory quizzes. Connect homework. Technically not lab-based, technically not lecture-based, it's just kind of ancillary. And like I said, it's comparatively easy batch of points, but it's worth 10% of your grade, so maximize that. And that's everything, right? That's all the types. Okay, so you might expect to be getting a score of some sort every week in lab. That's true only for the quizzes. Once we're done with the quizzes, which usually just first 10 minutes of class. The first one will take about 20 minutes, but all the other ones will take 10 minutes. Once we're done with that, you're done with your score, but don't be tempted to just get up and leave. Like I said, it's important to go through the activity and talk it out with your group members, so you should, I don't care how you form groups in here, if you find that you can't stand each other, you should probably move. Work with someone you don't hate. But anyway, talk it out. It's important to talk it out as you do these activities. And not only remember and write down what you did, but more importantly, why you did it. And why you did it is a harder thing to answer. If you don't know why you did things a certain way, ask me. I'm going to tell you why in many lectures often, but never be afraid to ask me before you leave. Okay? Anything that I'm forgetting about that you're curious about for the lab? Or anything else? Okay. Then let me give you an opportunity to get one of each of these two handouts. Everyone just come up.